Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. A new report focused on technology and policing showcases the way Nashville is not using some of the tools that are common in peer cities. The Nashville Police and Public Safety Alliance commissioned a comparison of 10 cities. Emily West reports for WPLN News.
License plate readers have been a constant battle in Nashville. Other than Austin, Texas, Metro is an outlier for not having the technology, which scans passing vehicles for police. At a recent budget hearing, council members praised Chief John Drake for the decline in crime rates without using LPRs. Right now, Nashville police also don't have a gunshot detection system, nor real-time video across the county to support its crime center.
Like at the peer study, we compare favorably to any city in America. But we could also have further reductions and less crime, less victims, if we had technology that could help us be more effective.
Nashville police do have cameras dispersed throughout downtown. Those can help police, like during the Riley Strain case, when a young inebriated man fell to his death in the river. The footage allowed detectives to trace his final steps and close the case. Emily West, WPLN News.
In recent years, the Metro Council has expanded its control over surveillance proposals and requires police contracts to go through legislative review. The band director at White House High School was arrested Wednesday for statutory rape of a student. A joint statement from the Sumner County Sheriff's Office and Sumner County Schools says they got a tip that Dalton Hawkins was having an inappropriate relationship with a minor student. He's been terminated and the school is participating in the investigation. The largest bank in the country is expanding its footprint in Nashville, as well as its visibility here. JPMorgan Chase has announced a new office space at Broadwest. The two floors can hold up to 280 workers. The deal also includes adding the bank's name to the top of the building, making JPMorgan Chase part of Nashville's skyline. The Nashville Business Journal reports the office space will open in 2028. You'll find more news at WPLN.org. or on the NPR app under local headlines.